A tendril of thought, cold, piercingly clear, stabbed into his brain. If ship was a Sith training vessel, then it served the dark side. And if it served the dark side, and now served Abeloth, then Abeloth must... White hot pain blossomed in his temples. He cried out and sagged against the restraints. What had he just been thinking of? He just had some thought, some idea, but it had slipped away. The drug hadn't permitted him to hang on to it. It was something important, something key to understanding what was going on. A shadow fell over him. It was not Vestara, the good fake Sith. He looked up at her, mute, shaking with the agony that still shivered through him. She knelt down beside him, put her face to within centimeters of his. Abeloth calls to you, and we, the beings who have replaced the Sith, we are on your side. Can you lead us to her? He nodded, the gesture causing pain to shoot through him. I can, he rasped.
Will you?
Again, a shadowy tendril of clear thinking tried to force its way into his brain, to be battered aside and ruthlessly crushed.
I will!
She smiled, a sweet smile, her brown eyes warm.
I have a medication that will clear the drug from your system, she said. But first, time to fool the fake Jedi.
She went over to the monitor and waved a hand over it. Dion watched as the indicators that represented his pulse and brain activity both slowed down. Not Vestara gave him a smile.
Now Luke will think I gave you another dose of the drug to keep you docile and not the antidote.
She returned to the bed and pressed the needle into his skin. He heard the pop, felt the hot little jolt of pain. For an instant, he wondered if he was wrong to trust her. If this was a fatal moment of weakness, if this needle was the delivery method of death. Instead, a heartbeat later, the confusion cleared from his mind, like mist evaporating under a hot sun. He blinked, startled. She'd kept her word.
I'll be back shortly. When I return, I'm going to unlock the stun cuffs.
No,
he pleaded.
Unlock me now. I must go to her.
You will,
not Vestara promised.
But not right now. What I need from you is for you to pretend to be unconscious if Luke or Ben comes in. Then, when the time is right, I'll free you. But if you betray me, if you reveal I helped you, then everything is lost. Do you understand?
He nodded slowly.
You promise you will be back?
I do.
She smiled at him one more time, then turned and left. Alone in the sickbay, Dion's dad closed his eyes. She had helped him. She would help him more. After all, he seemed to remember that the Sith always kept their promises.